Welcome to About Music, The Art of Listening. I'm Brian. We continue our exploration of music of the Romantic period by looking at piano concertos today. Today's music is another of those crank-up-the-volume-to-maximum programs. Prestigious piano competitions around the world always feature Romantic piano concertos in the final round. These are probably the most attended musical events of all, excluding outdoor festivals, and they often include live transmission on the internet, thereby increasing the audience exponentially. This is the musical equivalent of sporting events involving single competitors, like for example the Wimbledon Tennis Championships. They start with an entire field of competitors in the early rounds. These are knocked down eventually to a winner and one or two runners-up. These competitions are grueling for the competitors and fiercely competed, because a first in a prestigious competition such as the Chopin, the Tchaikovsky, the Van Cliburn or Leeds virtually guarantees the start of an international career. In the eyes of many, the Romantic concert pianist is not just a musician but a true hero, a champion of beauty, expression and the human spirit, a heroic figure who can challenge anything and scale mountains with ease, a hero of the arts, revered for mastery of the piano and the ability to transport audiences into realms of emotion and imagination. The concert pianist is depicted as a master of the craft. They are driven by unwavering passion for music, dedicating their lives to the pursuit of beauty and expression. Their commitment to their art is unyielding as they immerse themselves fully in the music that they perform. The concert pianist possesses a unique ability to connect with their audience on a deeply emotional level. Through their music, they evoke feelings of joy, sorrow, passion, and longing, forging a profound bond with those who listen. In this way, they become not just performers, but storytellers, weaving narratives through sound alone. At the beginning of most Romantic piano concertos, you will immediately hear the heroic element being introduced. This is as the pianist is pitted against the full orchestra in the introduction. Even although the double exposition is sometimes present, the soloist usually comes in almost immediately, sometimes even on the opening chord. The usual structure thereafter is the same as the classical period concerto. A first movement in a quick tempo, in sonata form, a slow movement, and a final quick movement that may include both sonata and rondo elements. A few concertos have four movements, the additional one being a scherzo, but for concertos the norm is three. Most piano competitions prescribe the works from which the competitors must choose. And there are four compositions that are almost always performed, frequently by many pianists in the same competition. These are the A minor concertos by Grieg and Schumann, the second of Rachmaninoff, and the first of Tchaikovsky. We have previously listened to the Rachmaninoff second and the Tchaikovsky first quite early on in this series. Between this week and next, I will highlight the two very famous A minor piano concertos of Grieg and Schumann. Of course, many other Romantic composers also wrote piano concertos, and the list of piano concertos would make one of the largest catalogues of music. You could devote your days to listening to nothing else, and indeed this genre is the favourite of many listeners. We should, however, not forget that Romantic concertos exist for nearly every instrument of the orchestra. We will also look at some of those in later weeks. Beginning with the concerto that almost everyone knows at least the opening theme from, here is the A minor piano concerto by Grieg. As usual, I am not going to name the pianist, because we are focusing on Grieg's music and not on the conquering hero. But you could find recordings of this concerto by every single one of the big names of both the past and today. Also, if you really want to know, the podcast on GSA Radio has a Word document attachment with full details, including links to the recordings used. Because of the length of these concertos and the fact that I hate chopping music up into little bits, we have time today for only one additional but shorter concerto. The Schumann I'm saving for next week. So here is the first piano concerto of Liszt. It was composed between 1830 and 1856 with revisions over several years. It has four movements, a quick, a slow, the scherzo, and a final quick movement. The concerto begins with a majestic orchestral introduction before the solo piano enters with a virtuosic flourish. Throughout the piece, Liszt showcases his dazzling technique with intricate passage work, dramatic octave runs, and thunderous chords. The second movement contrasts the bombast of the first with the lyrical and introspective theme, displaying Liszt's ability to evoke tender emotions and poetic lyricism. The third movement, a scherzo, is characterized by its playful and nimble character, with rapid figurations and rhythmic vitality. The final movement returns to the heroic and triumphant mood of the opening, bringing the concerto to a thrilling conclusion. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing today's music with me. I will be back next week with more romantic music. We still have a minute or two in hand, so here is a short romantic piano piece as a total contrast, just to calm the mood down again. Until next week, goodbye.